When you hear a show tune from the Great White Way, does a shiver run through ya? Well, we're giving them to ya. Sing hallelujah and shout hooray. Come on along and listen to Broadway to Main Street, USA.
Without a song, the day would never end. Without a song, the road would never bend. When things go wrong, a man ain't got a friend. Without a song, that field of corn would never see it plow. That field of corn would be deserted now. Man is born, but he's no good no how without a song. I got my trouble and woe, but sure as I know, the Jordan will roll. And I'll get along as a song strung in my soul. I'll never know what makes the rain to fall. I'll never know that the grass so tall. I only know there ain't no love at all without a song. Got to my trouble and woe, and sure as I know, the Jordan will roll. And I'll get along as a song strung in my soul. I'll never know what makes that rain to fall. I'll never know what makes the grass so tall. I only know there ain't no love at all without a song.
Where would we be without a song? Hi, I'm Larry Maslon, your host for Broadway to Main Street, here on WPPB 88.3 FM. Well, I don't know where you would be without a song, but for this next hour, if I didn't have a song, I would be, I don't know, what would I be doing? I'd be probably putting my receipts together for my meeting with my accountant this week. But luckily, we have more than a dozen great songs from the Great White Way. Broadway songs have entered the American popular songbook and the American popular consciousness. There have been songs like Old Man River or Tomorrow from Annie, Hello Dolly, Seasons of Love from Rent, songs from big hits that became big hits on the airwaves and big hits, and as I said, in the American popular songbook. But today, We're going to look at songs from shows that didn't do well at all, that were flops, that closed in a week or a month or 3 months, but somehow there was a song that burrowed through the score and became part of our repertoire of popular hits. That first song you heard, of course, was Without a Song, sung by Frank Sinatra, and it was written by Vincent Humans in 1929 for a show called Great Day. Humans was a hit maker in the 20s. He wrote the music to No No Nanette, and he decided to become serious with a rhapsodic show about New Orleans in the 1920s. It unfortunately opened 2 weeks before the crash, and Great Day itself crashed after 36 performances, but it left us with that great popular standard. So we're going to try to look at shows that sort of we'll have a little algorithm here between how few performances they ran and how many people recorded their songs over the years. Our next song comes from a 1939 show called Yokel Boy. Do you know it? I don't think you do. The music was by Lou Brown. It had Buddy Ebsen, Judy Canova, and a young Phil Silvers in the cast. It was a hillbilly romance that had something to do with Hollywood. Who knows? It ran 208 performances. And as I said, it was Phil Silvers' debut. Ready? Here we go. Hey, how you doing? How are you? It's my Phil Silvers imitation. He didn't sing this song. Judy Canova did. And it became a jazz standard. And here it's sung by Sarah Vaughan. The song is Comes Love.
Comes a rainstorm, put your rubbers on your feet. Comes a snowstorm, you can get a little heat. Comes love, nothing can be done. Comes a fire, then you know just what to do. Blow a tire, you can buy another shoe. Comes love, nothing can be done. Don't try hiding, 'cause there isn't any use. You'll start sliding when your heart turns on the juice. Comes a headache, you can lose it in a day. Comes a toothache, see your dentist right away. Comes love, nothing can be done. Comes depression, you may get another break. Comes love, nothing can be done. Nothing can be done. Nothing can be done. Nothing can be done.
Well, nothing could be done about the success of Yokel Boy. After 208 performances, it vanished. Rodgers and Hart were not beyond having flops. They had a 1940 show called Higher and Higher, which involved the domestic staff of a penthouse apartment on Park Avenue. Crazy show. It had a trained seal in it, the faint aroma of performing seals. And Richard Rodgers always lamented that was the best part of the show. He undersold himself, however. There's a great pop standard from that show called It Never Entered My Mind. And here is the original singer, Shirley Ross, to perform it for us.
Once I laughed when I heard you sing that I'd be playing solitaire. uneasy in my easy chair. It never entered my mind. Once you told me I was mistaken, that I'd awaken with the sun and order orange juice for one. It never entered my mind. You have what I lack myself, and now I even have to scratch my back myself. Once you warned me that if you scorned me, I'd sing the maiden's prayer again and wish that you were there again to get into my hair again. It never entered my mind. Once you said in your funny lingo, I'd sit at bingo day and night and never get the numbers right. It never entered my mind. Once you told me I'd stay up Sunday to read the Monday morning dirt and find you're merging with some skirt. It never entered my mind. Life is not so sweet alone. The man who came to dinner let me eat alone. I confess it, I didn't guess it, that I would sit and mope again. And all the while I'd hope again to see my darling dope again. It never entered my mind.
Along with Rodgers and Hart, Cole Porter was one of the most miraculous composers of the 20s and 30s. He ran into a little trouble in the 1940s. He got involved with some big shows whose wings, I would guess, were a little too heavy to fly into the stratosphere. One such show was Seven Lively Arts in 1944. This was produced by Billy Rose. Tremendous extravaganza. It had Beatrice Lilly and Burt Lahr and sketches by Kaufman and Hart. It was a review. Benny Goodman was the band leader of it, of all people. And famously, Porter shared some of his music with Stravinsky. Billy Rose sent Stravinsky a telegram saying, "Love your music. If I can get Russell Bennett to orchestrate it, it could be a smash." Well, he said, "Your music is great. It'll be a hit. If I can get Richard Russell Bennett to orchestrate it, it'll be a smash hit." And Stravinsky cabled back, satisfied with hit. Well, there was one hit on this very large show, which closed after 183 performances, called Every Time We Say Goodbye. And normally it's sung somewhat lugubriously, but here's Benny Goodman with one of his staff singers to sing it. And it has a nice sort of lilting quality. It's a little more upbeat. And it was also recorded in 1944. So it's as close as we have to an original cast recording from Seven Lively Arts. Here is Every Time We Say Goodbye. Thank you.
I wonder why a little, why the gods above me, who must be in the know, think so little of me, they allow you to go. An air of spring about it, I can hear a lark somewhere begin to sing about it. There's no love song finer, but how strange the change from major to minor.
We're continuing our look at hit songs from flop shows. Some of the shows ran so infrequently or in such small numbers that we don't really have cast album recordings for many of them. Luckily for our next one, we do. This is 1945's The Golden Apple, lyrics by John Latouche and music by Jerome Morris. I'm not a big fan of this show. Many people are. It's a retelling of the Odyssey and the Iliad set in turn of the century Washington State. I find it a little too whimsical for me. There's a line in Horse Feathers where a girl says to Groucho, "Oh, Professor, you're so full of whimsy." And he says, "Can you notice it from there? I'm always that way after I eat radishes." Well, here's one of the songs that doesn't have so much whimsy. It's got a great laid-back milieu to it. It's sung by Kay Ballard from the original cast of The Golden Apple. The song is Lazy Afternoon.
Oh, oh. Zooming and the tulip trees are blooming, and there's not another human in view but us two. It's a lazy afternoon, and the farmer leaves his reaping, and the meadow cows are sleeping, and the speckled trout stop leaping upstream as we dream. A faint pink cloud hangs over the hill, unfolding like a rose. If you can hear the grass as it grows. It's a lazy afternoon, and my rocking chair will fit you, and my cake was never richer, and I've made a tasty pitcher of tea. So spend this lazy afternoon with me. Thank you. place that's quiet except for daisies running riot, and there's no one passing by it to see. Come spend this lazy afternoon with me.
Oh, I'm sorry. I just wanted to lie down with some iced tea and Kay Ballard for a little while. Well, we don't have time for a lazy afternoon. We have a busy afternoon here on Broadway to Main Street. We have some more hit songs from flop shows. Now, Mel Brooks made himself into a musical theater hit writer overnight with the producers in 2001, but that was not his first libretto. He worked on a show in 1961 called All American, which was a musical about high school football players. I can't imagine how that would ever get off the ground, but there you go. It had a decent score by Strauss and Adams, who always did good work. And it's a story of a European professor who comes to teach at this university, and they wanted Danny Kaye because it was this Eastern European kind of ethnic professor. And as the way things go, they wound up with Ray Bolger, who couldn't be more Irish and couldn't be more Irish-American, but there you are. He, with Eileen Hurley, however, recorded a song that became a pop standard, a very beautiful song called Once Upon a Time from All American.
Once upon a time, a girl with moonlight in her eyes put her hand in mine and said she loved me so. But that was once upon a time, very long ago. Once upon a hill, we sat beneath a willow tree, counting all the stars and waiting for the dawn. But that was once upon a time. Now the tree is gone. How the breeze ruffled through her hair, how we always laughed as though tomorrow wasn't there. We were young and didn't have a care. Where did it go? Once upon a time, the world was sweeter than we knew. Everything was ours. How happy we were then. But somehow, once upon a time, never comes again.
Once upon a time, it seemed the world was painted gold, and there was a man, and oh, I loved him so. The world was beautiful. Every little thought was so exciting to reveal. All our dreams we knew would soon be real. So
Well, if you were ever in a high school or college marching band, for sure you played the next song. It's not March of the Wooden Soldiers from Babes in Toyland. That was a hit by Victor Herbert. This is a Cy Coleman, Carolyn Lee song from Wildcat, which starred Lucille Ball in 1960. Now, Lucy, in the late 50s, had her divorce with Desi Arnaz. She got a little bored. Her show had gone off the air. So she decided to have an original musical written for her. This is about Wildcat striking an Oklahoma oil field. Again, go figure why that would be interesting as a musical, but there you are. And she sings this song that's become very, very popular, one of the great marches. And here she is early in the show asking the audience to look her over and give her another start, just the way Lucy did in real life. Here's from Wildcat.
Beat the drum, Janie. You gotta tell them, here we come. Pow, pow. You gotta say, stand up and listen. You gotta say, it's us. We're here. You gotta say, hey, look me over. Lend me an ear. Fresh out the clover. Mortgage up to here. But don't pass the plate, folks. Don't pass the cup. I figure whenever you're down and out, the only way is up, and I'll be up like a rosebud, high on the vine. Don't thumb your nose, but take a tip from mine. A little bit short of the elbow room, but let me get me some. And look out, world, here I come. Come on, Janie.
Oh, Wildy, they'll laugh at us.
Not if we sing loud enough, come on.
Follow along, she says, and paint them a rosy view.
Yeah, tell them a story.
Sing them a song, she says, and sing them a song we do.
We're hitting the road.
Loud as a chanticleer and jittery as a hen.
The road to glory.
Ready to whoops, my dear, but here we go again.
Yeah!
Hey, look me over. Let me
hear. Look me here.
Look me here. Look me
here. To Lisa Hill. Or in a pinch. We'll take an acre. We'll take an inch. And make it pay. So what do you say? We give the Wildcat a hip hooray. Hey, hey. A little bit short of the elbow room, but let me get a sum. If all that it takes is a little hot air to fill the vacuum, then we'll be up like a rosebud high on the vine. Don't thumb your nose, but take a tip from mine. A little bit short of the elbow room, but let us get a sum. And look out, world! Hear me shout, world! Hey, look out, world! Here we go!
Boom. Now, you might have thought that song was Step to the Rear, also lyrics by Carolyn Lee. That's from a flop called How Now, Dow Jones. But no, that was Hey, Look Me Over. Well, it's Larry Maslon here at Broadway to Main Street, here on WPPB 88.3 FM. And we're looking over some hit songs from flop shows. I hope you've been enjoying our broadcasts. Thanks to our wonderful engineer here, Kyle Lynch. They get put every Tuesday onto the WPPB podcast list. So if you're interested in hearing more of these shows, we have all of them. I think this is the 12th or 13th. You can go to www.peconicpublicbroadcasting.org and click around. You'll see podcasts, and hopefully you can enjoy them wherever you go. Bring them with you, no matter where you are, on Main Street or on Broadway. So we're getting into the home stretch here on our hit songs from flop shows, and I'm going to try to be like Casey Kasem here, and we'll have a countdown. We'll have the songs that have become major, major hits from these flop shows. Here's a song from a show called Drat the Cat in 1965. It ran 1 week with Leslie Warren as a jewel thief in turn-of-the-century New York. Her beau in the show was played by Elliot Gould. And at the time, Mr. Gould was Mr. Barbra Streisand. And so he brought the song that he sang in the first act up to her, I guess, when she was at the Winter Garden in Funny Girl. And she recorded it in one of her albums and made it a hit. Her version is called He Touched Me. I have problems with switching genders from their original context. So here we'll hear Robert Goulet giving a really great upbeat rendition of a wonderful song from Drat the Cat.
Shh. she touched me. She put her hand in mine and then she touched me. I felt a sort of tingle when she touched me. A sparkle, a glow. She knew it. It wasn't accidental, no, she knew it. She smiled and seemed to tell me so all through it. She knew. Wonderful drive toward Valentine. She touched me. I simply have to face the fact she touched me. Control myself and try to act as if I remember my name. But she touched me. She touched me. Control myself and try to act as if I remember my name. But she touched me. Yes, she touched me. And suddenly nothing is the same.
Robert Goulet. Way to go. All right, we're continuing our countdown of hit songs from flop shows. Steve Lawrence was in two Broadway musicals. The second was Golden Rainbow, where he co-starred with his wife, Edie Gourmet. And this was set in Las Vegas in 1967, and it gave him a chance to sing a great, iconoclastic, All About Me ballad at the end of the first act. So here is Steve Lawrence from the original cast album, originating I Gotta Be Me.
Whether I'm right, whether I'm wrong, whether I find a place in this world or never belong, I've gotta be me. I've gotta be me. What else can I be but what I am? I want to live, not merely survive. And I won't give up this dream of life that keeps me alive. I've gotta be me. I've gotta be me. The dream that I see makes me what I am. That faraway prize, a world of success, is waiting for me. If I heed the call, I won't settle down or settle for less. As long as there's half a chance that I can have it all, I'll go it alone. That's how it must be. I can't be right for somebody else if I'm not right for me. I've gotta be me. I've gotta be me. Daring to try to do it or die. I've gotta be me. Can't be right for somebody else if I'm not right for me. I've gotta be me. I've gotta be me. Dare
The next song on our countdown is a bit of a technicality. It's not really a hit. It's a hit within the theater community. Everybody knows it from various cabarets and whatnot. But the show itself didn't even make it to Broadway. So that puts it in the category of this kind of dichotomy here. Stephen Schwartz, who wrote the great hit Wicked and Pippin, great hits, wrote a show in 1977 called The Baker's Wife, which, for reasons which would take a whole hour to tell you, never made it to Broadway. But it introduced, by and large, Patti LuPone to the musical theater scene. She had a beautiful ballad at the end of Act One as a young wife who's married to a man she doesn't love, who's conflicted because she's being seduced by a hot young thing from town. And the song itself is controversial. Rumor has it that producer David Merrick loathed it so much he would steal the sheet music from the orchestra pit every night. I'm not sure I believe that, but it's a good story. Anyway, here's Patti LuPone singing her star-making song from a live cabaret called Les Mouches, probably a few years after 1977. And she certainly gives it her all. So here's a song beloved by theater folk from a show that never made it to Broadway.
When I was a girl, I had a favorite story of the meadowlark who lived where the rivers wind. A voice could match the angels in its glory, but she was blind. The lark was blind. The king of the rivers took her to his palace, where the walls were burnished bronze and golden braid. And he fed her fruit and nuts from an ivory chalice, and he prayed, "Sing for me, my meadowlark, sing for me of the silver morning, set me free, my meadowlark, and I'll buy you a priceless jewel and cloth of brocade and cruel, and I'll you for life, if you will sing for me." And one day, as the lark sang by the water, the god of the sun heard her in his flight, and her singing moved him, so he came and brought her the gift of sight. He gave her sight, and she opened her eyes to the shimmer and the of this beautiful young god, so proud and strong. And he called to the lark in a voice both rough and tender, "Come along, fly with me, my meadowlark, fly with me on the silver morning, past the sea where the dolphins bark. We will dance on the make a feast of the plums and peaches, just as far as your vision reaches. Fly with me." But the meadowlark said no, for the old king loved her so, she couldn't bear to wound his pride. So the sun got away, and when the king came down that day, he found his meadowlark. Burning for returns the glow. If love has come at last, it's picked the worst time. Still I know I've got to go fly away. My meadowlark, fly away in the silver morning. If I stay, I'll grow to curse the dark. So it's off for the days, don't bind me.
you. Thank you. Hi, Judy. I just saw you. Thank you. Stephen Schwartz thanks you, too. Thank you.
Thank you, Patty. Maybe someday we'll see that wonderful song on Broadway. Who wouldn't love a show that had a book by Preston Sturges, score by Johnny Burke and Jimmy Van Heusen, who wrote Swingin' on a Star, and starring Dolores Gray? Well, audiences didn't seem to want to see it very much. That was Carnival of Flanders in 1953, one of the first musicals ever to be based on an original screenplay. Well, the show left us, but it did leave us a wonderful standard, Here's That Rainy Day. You may remember Bette Midler singing it to Johnny Carson on his second-to-last appearance on The Tonight Show. It was his favorite song and a lot of people's favorite song. So here's Sammy Davis to sing a wonderfully mellow and evocative version of Here's That Rainy Day.
Maybe I should have saved those leftover dreams. Funny, but here's that rainy day. Here's that rainy day they told me about, and I laughed at the thought that it might turn out this way. Where is that worn out wish that I threw aside after it brought my lover near? Funny how love becomes a cold rainy day. Funny that rainy day is here. Funny how love becomes a cold rainy day is here.
Our next to last hit song from a flop show comes from the pen of Herman Hupfeld. Herman Hupfeld, who's that? Surely I'm making that up. No, I'm not. He was a very good lyricist, had a lot of hit songs in the early 1930s. This song is from a piece of piffle called Everybody's Welcome, which starred the tenor Oscar Shaw in 1931. And it ran a month or 2 months. And one of the songs from it was recorded. It was recorded by Rudy Valley back in 1932. He had a minor hit with it. And it was largely forgotten for about 10 years until Warner Brothers picked it up and dropped it in the middle of a wartime romance picture. And it entered American popular culture almost overnight. If you've ever listened to any recordings, if you've ever watched any classic movies, you must remember this.
This day and age we're living in gives cause for apprehension. With speed and new invention and things like third dimension, yet we get a trifle weary with Mr. Einstein's theory. So we must get down to earth at times, relax, relieve the tension. No matter what the progress or what may yet be proved, the simple facts of life are such they cannot be removed. You must remember. remember this. A kiss is still a kiss. A sigh is just a sigh. The fundamental things apply as time goes by. And when two lovers woo, they still say I love you. On that you can rely. No matter what the future brings as time goes by. Moonlight and love songs never out of date. Hearts full of passion, jealousy and hate. Woman needs man, and man must have his mate. That no one can deny. It's still the same old story. A fight for love and glory, a case of do or die. The world will always welcome lovers as time goes by. Fight for love and glory, a case of do or die. The world will always welcome lovers as time goes by.
Well, if Dooley Wilson could play that song for Humphrey Bogart, I could play it for you. Now you're wondering, is there a song even more famous than As Time Goes By from a Broadway show? I think there is. This is a show that ran only 113 performances back in 1946. It's one of my favorite shows, St. Louis Woman, with a score by that wonderful, wonderful magisterial team, Harold Arlen, the music, and Johnny Mercer, the lyrics. And there is a song, a ballad, a duet, that happened at the end of the first act that has gone on to be recorded, quite say literally by everybody, but certainly every major vocalist of the 40s, 50s, 60s, and beyond, every jazz pianist, every jazz saxophonist, Coltrane, Miles Davis, you name it, come rain or come shine. St. Louis Woman was an unfortunate flop. It was beset with a lot of book problems, a very complicated story about a jockey in St. Louis at the turn of the century, and the slightly louche woman he falls in love with. Complications ensue. But one thing that was not complicated is this great song, Come Rain or Come Shine. And so to me, that's the winner. That's the number one hit song from a flop show and putting on my Casey Kasem sensibility. So to get to a slightly more refined sensibility, here is the show's composer who sang in a wonderful kind of bluesy jazz way, Harold Arlen, and then we're going to go into a cut from the cast album of St. Louis Woman with Ruby Hill and Harold Nicholas, our number one winner, Come Rain or Come Shine.
I'm going to love you like nobody's loved you, come rain or come shine. High as a mountain and deep as a river, come rain or come shine. I guess when you met me, it was just one of those things. But don't ever bet me, 'cause I'm gonna be true if you let me. You're gonna love me like nobody's loved me, come rain or come shine. Happy together, unhappy together, and won't it be fine? Days may be cloudy or sunny, we're in or we're out of the money, but I'm with you always, I'm with you rain or shine. I'm gonna love you like nobody's loved you, come rain or come shine. High as a mountain and deep as a river, come rain or come shine. I guess when you met me, it was just one of those things. But don't ever bet me, 'cause I'm gonna be true if you let me. You're gonna love me like nobody's loved me, come rain or come shine. Happy together, unhappy together, and won't it be fine? Sunny, we're ill or we're out of the money, but I'm with you always, I'm with you rain or shine.
Ain't this the life, Augie?
Oh, gal, I'm having a ball.
You is lucky.
Oh, I was born lucky. Born with a veil, and that's sure enough lucky. You know, anybody what takes up with me gets lucky. I'm gonna make you lucky, too. If you, love me hard enough.
Oh, I'm gonna love you hard, little Augie. I'm gonna love you worse than I ever did anybody else.
I'm gonna love you like nobody's loved you, come rain or come shine. High as a mountain and deep as a river, come rain or come shine. I guess when you met me, it was just one of those things. But don't ever bet me, 'cause I'm gonna be true if you let me. You're gonna love me like nobody's loved me, come rain or come shine. Happy together, unhappy together, and won't it be fine? Days may be cloudy or sunny, we're in or we're out of the money, but I'm with you, Augie.
Love me like nobody's loved me, come rain or come shine. Happy together, unhappy together, and won't it be fine? Days may be cloudy or sunny, we're in or we're out of the money.
But I'm with you, Della. I'm with you, rain or shine.
Well, where is the time all gone to? This is Larry Maslon here at Broadway to Main Street. Let's catch up next Sunday at 3.
There's so much more embracing still to be done, but time is racing. Oh, well, we'll catch up some other time.